Good morning. It's Sonoma Spotlight time. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti today, and we're talking with Nina Arbor, who's here from Hospice Services of St. Joseph's, to tell us about the grand finale in their series of outreach programs, which I gather is musical.
Absolutely, Bruce. This finale is something that we've been doing for about 5 years now at Hospice of Petaluma and for the first year at Memorial Hospice. It's called The Wings of Glory, and it's a wonderful, wonderful gospel choir that you can't sit still listening to.
So we're out to soothe the savage breast, are we?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. People that come in sometimes for the first time are totally taken with the liveliness of the music, and what the choir does really well is explain the history of each song that they sing as well, and there's quite a repertoire that they do.
It's a big group?
Last time, there were about 25 members of the choir.
So that's going to get a lot of energy going.
Yes, absolutely. It's hard to be sleepy when you come to hear The Wings of Glory.
So let's touch quickly on the when and where.
So Hospice of Petaluma, Wednesday, June 10th from 7 till 9, and then Wednesday, June 17th at Memorial Hospice from 5 to 7.
This is a bit of a departure from the programs that you do over the course of the rest of the series. Why did you choose to use this as your finishing point?
You know, it's a great question, Bruce. It's actually what we try to do with this education series is have it be the stuff of life as opposed to only concentrating on end-of-life issues, which, of course, is what hospice is about. So the choir really is representative of quality of life and how we live and how we find joy in the midst of the challenges and the struggles.
So I guess if nothing else, at least the series is going out in a blaze of glory.
Absolutely. We hope so.
Can you tell us anything about any of the particular numbers that they'll be performing?
No, they do quite an anthology of numbers, though. They start from a certain time period and move forward to more current gospel music. This year, there's a new director. In years past, it's been Patty Graham, who has quite a reputation throughout Sonoma County. And there's a new young director by the name of Adam Ivey this year. So I'm excited to find out what Adam is about.
For folks who haven't heard this before, which I guess includes me in this context, mm-hmm. let's take a step back and talk about the program overall, the mm-hmm. series that you're doing, what it is for and who it's serving.
The program is definitely aimed at the community. We want people to be able to come to hospice, both all of our locations, and feel like it's a place of community gathering, of being able to talk about it, be the stuff of life, as I say, be inspired, understand that hospice is beyond serving patients and people in grief. It is about our human connection and our spirit of connection. So it was very designed to be an offering in the community.
You mentioned a moment ago this was the fifth year you've been doing this, mm-hmm. and I understand you're already thinking ahead toward year six.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And what's lovely about all of these speakers, we have authors, we have film producers, we have poets, musicians, people who come forward do this gratis to give back to the community. So there's quite a full circle approach to this whole series that these people that are sharing their time with us are not charging, just as hospice does not charge for its services.
So having been involved with this, do you have a favorite or two?
Oh, my goodness.
I know that's always a hard question.
Okay.
What comes to mind?
I, of course, loved the subject matter about dying on our own terms. We had both of our hospice physicians or two of our hospice physicians come and talk about how we make choices at end of life and how we do those choices throughout the continuum of our lives.
And you've just added the second venue for this in the current season. Is that correct?
We will be working on the next venue January through June.
And well, the addition of Memorial is recent, though, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is the first year we've done that, and we've had about 40 to 50 people in attendance quite regularly.
So let me once again sum up the whens and the wheres. We have two programs, or the program being presented twice. First at Hospice of Petaluma, 7 p.m. on June the 10th, and then exactly a week later, 5 p.m. at Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa.
Yes.
Nina Arbor, thanks very much for being with us today on Sonoma Spotlight.
Thank you.
I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti. As he would tell you, have a nice day.